As AI becomes more prevalent in social media marketing, how can influencers and small business owners leverage AI-generated content while maintaining their unique voice and authenticity? I think the best way to do that is to include your story in whatever it is you generate. Well, there's a million yoga studios in LA, or I don't know, juice bars or dance studios or gyms or whatnot. Everything has its unique moment. What makes it different? For example, if you're using ChatGPT to create something for you, you don't just say create a social media post, write this, this, and this. I'd say add everything you possibly can into that prompt. Write what the company's about, the values of the company, milestones of that company, the upcoming events of that company. And if you're at a gym, member highlight of the week, and you make sure you have a nice little bio about them. That way the AI can pick that up and make it more personalized. What's their favorite color? How many classes they're doing? How long they've been a member? You can do member highlights like that. You're leveraging AI content, but you're maintaining true to your brand. And for your personal brand, same thing. What are you about? What are your values? What are some notable things you've done? Who is important for you? Who are your influencers? Things like that. It gets more personal. It gets more tailored to this specific part, this specific business. If I add my personal story into the prompt, I know how some people might feel about that in terms of sharing the data, but if I add that, it creates the uniqueness. This is something that we do with Temper Tantrum. We have a very long prompt for the social media calendar. It tells what the company is about, who's directing the company, who's the board of directors, who are the members, the notable milestones and performances, upcoming events, our values. From there, you know, there's obviously a specific part to the prompt that we also do. Make sure that you write in a table, whatever, yada yada. And then once you press go, creates a pretty nice baseline, a nice tailored social media calendar according to the information that is only really specific to that dance company. Same thing with our clients. We add the things that they uniquely experienced as a business, because without that, it just sounds general. It just sounds like everyone else. And what makes, I guess, people authentic is when they're honest about their own experiences